The Sun is the single largest object in our solar system. The actual Sun is 250 million times wider and taller than this one. It's difficult to imagine just how big that is. If our Sun were a hollow ball, you could fit a little over a million Earths inside of it. And yet, our Sun is not even one of the biggest stars. The biggest stars can fit hundreds of millions of our Sun inside of them. The Sun is often called an ordinary star, but that's not exactly true. Of all the stars in the galaxy, our Sun is among the top 10% in terms of size. By that measure, it's one of the largest stars. However, and this is where it gets a little confusing, our Sun is only a few hundred times bigger than the smallest stars. Compared to this model, the smallest stars we know of would be about 2 feet across. But our Sun is also a few hundred million times smaller than the biggest star. Compared to this model, the biggest star would be more than 5 miles in diameter. So even though 90% of all the stars are smaller than the Sun, it is still well below the median size for stars. The small stars are often called red dwarf stars. The largest ones are called blue giants. Our Sun is classified as a yellow star, even though the true color is white. There are also brown, green, indigo, and violet classifications for stars. But if you look up in the sky at night, you won't see a rainbow of colors in the stars. They all appear white to our eyes. The color classification refers to the temperature of the surface of these stars. Those are the colors being generated at the surface. But remember that a star is a gas ball and semi-transparent. Other frequencies of light from the interior mix with the light from the surface, making it appear white. We tend to think of the speed of light as pretty fast, but is it? Let's take a walk to Mercury and see how fast the speed of light really is.